This morning, I want to read, I want to study from what Bill has read about the story of the prodigal son. And what I want to do, I want to go back to some of the words that he has read for us and take a closer look at verses 13 and 14. It says, "And the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided unto them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed into a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living." Now, my question today to you is this: why the far country? Why do people, young people, middle-aged people, older people, why do we go to the far country? What is its appeal? It is the prodigal living, and you take that word prodigal and you can define it, and it means wild. Why do we look for wild living in our lives? Why was this boy so eager to leave his father? A father who loved him and who gave him everything that he needed to live a wonderful life. What was so appealing about the far country to make this boy want to leave? I mean, he had a father who gave him love, gave him a good home, gave him security, gave him safety. And these are all things that we look for in our lives today. Why do some of us who are safe with the Heavenly Father, the Father who wants to protect us from harm, why do we want to take that trip? Why do we want to step into the far country and leave what we know we have behind? Why do we want to experience that immorality in life? Why do we want to take that drink? Why do we want to do those drugs? Why do we want to leave the Father for all the glitz and the glitter of the distant country, the far country, knowing that these things do not last? Why do we choose that? And yes, it is a choice. When you and I go into the far country, and we've all done it, we may walk into that far country and we may commit that sin, and we may look back on it at a later time and say, "Boy, that was stupid." But at the same time, it was a choice that we made. We did it to ourselves. We knew what we were doing, and we knew the consequences of doing it. Why did we go down that road? Why did we leave our Heavenly Father? Well, you know, one answer might be the fact that within ourselves we have a constant quest to find excitement. And most of us enjoy exciting things. It may be that we feel the need to be entertained. I watched two nights ago the opening baseball game of the season, the Atlanta Braves. Boy, they showed out, didn't they? Yeah, they done a great job. I had forgotten how much I enjoy watching baseball on television. I was entertained. Now, may not be entertained the next game I watch, I don't know. You know how the Braves are. But we look for entertainment. We look to find a thrill. Or maybe we're just looking for something that we think will make us happy. Because we all want to be happy people. So we take off down that road to the far country. And we try these things. Things that people have promised us will make us happy. But you know, sometimes the things that we think makes us happy won't make us happy. Sometimes we make the mistake of looking for happiness, and it may come in the form of a syringe, or maybe it'll take the shape of a pill. And we look at that thinking that these can make us happy. It may be that it comes from a bottle or a secret place with someone other than our husband or our wife. The far country is a master at telling us about happiness and what we think happiness is. It will tell us to look for joy at different places. And it's just one step away. And they'll tell us that there is no other place that is this good. There is no other place that has as much glitter as what they have to offer you. Nothing is going to promise you more excitement than the world can. How does it do that? How does the world tell us how great it is and make us want it so bad? Well, I'm going to give you one example. Well, I'm going to give you three examples. You'll look at the screen. Every day, we turn on that little electronic marvel, the TV, the computer, and we connect to the internet. And we turn it on and we're looking for entertainment. We're looking for excitement. We're looking for that thrill. But let me tell you what these things give you. Lie upon top of lie. They're going to see to it that you are lied to. They're going to see to it that you see what they want you to see and not necessarily what you need to see. They're going to pervert you and tell you their idea of what happiness is. And they're going to tell you that it's okay that you participate in these things to find your happiness. And then these devices are going to promise you that if you will listen to them, if you'll go ahead and drink that beer and that liquor, if you'll go ahead and take those drugs, if you'll go ahead and have that exciting relationship, immoral relationship, that you can be in the far country and be happy about it. The far country people will tell you that you can have a better relationship, that you can have a better job, that you can have more excitement, and you can do it in the worldly way, which in most cases do not work. But let me tell you something about the far country. It don't tell you everything. The far country doesn't give you the whole picture when it tries to get your attention. I want you everyone to look at this picture on the screen. This is actually a picture of an old Löwenbräu beer commercial. It was probably done back in maybe the 80s or the early 90s. And at the end of this commercial, one of the men lifts his bottle of beer in the air and he holds it up and he says, "This is as good as it gets." And what he's telling you is that you have to have that beer bottle in your hand to have a good time. You've got to put that sin into your life to enjoy yourself. These people are in the far country. But again, they don't tell you the whole story. You see, the far country doesn't tell you what that bottle can do to you. It doesn't tell you that you can be laying out on the street, drunk and out of your skull, not even being able to stand up and walk. It doesn't tell you that part. It doesn't show you the drug addict from taking the pills or taking the syringes of drugs. It doesn't tell you what the overdose does to you. And by the way, in this picture, this young man, he died from his overdose. Far country doesn't tell you that part of it. They don't show you the homes and the families that are destroyed because of illicit affairs. It doesn't tell you everything. And now, we even have something else we have to deal with. Y'all familiar with this? Boy, it's on TV all the time. Every channel runs this advertisement. Harrelson's Own. CBD. Now, CBD is a legal derivative of the marijuana plant. We all know that. It is used in the medical field as a painkiller. I don't know if it works or not. I don't use it. I won't use it. It may or may not work. But Harrelson's Own does not advertise its product as a painkiller. It advertises its product as a feel-good product. And when you watch the advertisement, you're going to hear the advertisement say things like this lady. When my kids become unholy, you guys ever become unholy? When my kids become unholy, Harrelson's Own relaxes me and gives me patience. Never seen a drug keep me from being, make me patient with my kids when they got on my brain. Never had that to happen. They say things like this. This one says, when work gets chaotic, Harrelson's Own gives me zen. What is zen, by the way? I don't even know what that is. When work gets hectic, Harrelson's Own keeps me as cool as a cucumber. But this is the one that caught my attention. I like to take Harrelson's Own before I get high because it makes my high feel so good. You want to take this stuff? You want to give this stuff to your kids? Let me tell you something, friends. This stuff is dangerous. If it does what their own commercials tell you it does, you need to beware because it is altering your mind just like the marijuana weed does. Our kids have to deal with this every day because you don't have to have a prescription to get it. Anyone can get this stuff. That's the far country, folks. The far country never shows you what the end result can be. It shows you the rose. But it does not show you the thorns. That's the truth of the far country. The far country, if it did show you the ultimate truth, this would be the picture. There's the boy in the pig pen feeding the swine, eating the food that the swine ate. Notice from our story, the young man had to learn this the hard way as to what the far country really did to him. He learned that the far country did not deliver what it promised. And every one of us sitting in this room who has been in the far country, we understand that, don't we? Because it never has been as good as it could be. In fact, it probably went sour. Yeah. His integrity was gone. His independence was gone. His fortune is gone. That's what the far country will do to you. It left him starving and dying. And the worst part about it was it left him lost. So what did he do? This young man came to his senses. The only thing the far country left him was his memory and his ability to think. And that's what he did. He remembered his home, his father, his life before he went to the far country. And it gave him the ability to reason within himself. So it says in verse 17, he came to his senses. You know, every parent who has a child who goes into the far country, that's what we hope for. We hope that he will come to his senses and come back home. Sadly, the only time that some will come to their senses is when they find themselves with the hogs. This is what happened to the prodigal son. When he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise, I will go to my father, I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" And it says he then arose and went to his father. You know, one of the problems here is that some people who live in the pig pen, they've been in the pig pen all their lives. They're used to it. They can live with it because they've been there for so long. They know they're in a pig pen. And they know they need to get out of it. But sadly enough, so many times they refuse. This boy, he got out of it. He said, "Look, I have sinned." He confronted his real problem. Real problem is not the drugs. Real problem is not the drink. Real problem is not the illicit affairs. Those are symptoms. The real problem is the sin. Sin pulls you into all of these things. Notice the boy, he said, "I have sinned." Today we look for all kind of reasons to explain the mess that we get into, don't we? And 9 times out of 10, we're not going to the mirror. We're not going to look and see ourselves as the problem. We're going to see someone else. Poor education, bad parents, racism, injustice, poverty. Things that go wrong in our lives, it's got to be their fault because it can't be mine. That's our reasoning. But the real problem is ourselves. No one made that boy walk away from his family and his home. He did it by choice. No one makes you sin. And I've said this so many times. When the devil faced Eve in the Garden of Eden, he didn't pull that fruit off a tree and shove it in her mouth. She did it of her own free will. And so did you. So did I. The real problem is sin. Now notice what he didn't do. He didn't blame his daddy. Yeah, he could have come home and he could have said, "Daddy, if you had treated me right, I never would have left to begin with." He could have done that. "If you hadn't been so mean to me, if you hadn't been so strict to me, if you hadn't made me go to church, I wouldn't have wanted to leave." Let me tell you something, folks. You that have young people, you better make them go to church while you still have them under your control. Because if you don't, the day is going to come and they're going to walk up to you and they're going to say, "I'm not going anymore," and there ain't a thing you can do about it. As long as you control them, make them do the right things while you can. "Yeah, Daddy, if you'd have been nicer to me, I wouldn't have left." Something else he didn't do, he didn't even blame the far country. Yeah, he got over there and he saw what it was and he saw what a good time everybody else was having. Yeah, he was having a good time for a while. But the far country caused him to lose everything that he had. But he didn't blame the far country for that. He didn't come home and blame the older brother. Other brother didn't want him to come home. He'd just soon to stay gone. But he didn't blame the older brother because he left. I don't know if they got along or not before he left. But this boy, he said, "Look, this is my fault. I did this to myself. I have sinned." He came home completely humble. Even realized the fact he don't even deserve the mercy that was going to come from the Father. But you know, the Father, he extended love and he extended mercy to this young man. And he restored him to his life. You know, I guess at one form or another, we've all played the prodigal son. We've all left the Father and gone into the far country. And as a result, we have all made a mess of our lives in doing so. It may be that you are here today and you're actually in the far country. And you know what you've done. And you know what to do about it. And God, like this Father, is waiting for you to come home. You know the greatest thing about this story? The greatest thing about this story is that the road that the boy left on was a two-way road. He used it to leave. And he used the same road to come back home. You can go down that road. God's not going to keep you from walking down that road to the far country. But God is going to let you come back. You do not have to stay in the filth and the muck of sin. You can get up and walk out of that pig pen, and you can come home. This young man found this out, and he came home. The Father ran to meet him. He clothed him. He fed him. He rejoiced at his return. And I want to tell you, my friends, our God will do the very same thing for you. If you are in the far country, Christian, you can get out of that pig pen and you can come home. And if you are not a Christian, I have to tell you, you're also in the pig pen of sin. Because you've never named the name of Christ as your Savior. But you can obey Him today. And you can walk away from that pig pen of sin and let Christ's blood cleanse you and make you clean. And you can have that wonderful home with that wonderful Father if you will only leave the far country. This morning, if you need to respond to the invitation of Christ, please come while we stand to sing this song.